One more big work day on the Jaguars practice fields to get ready for one final road game on Sunday in Indianapolis. Hi, everybody, and welcome to this edition of Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. I'm Brian Sexton. On Sunday in Indianapolis, the Jaguars will try to win the final game of the season for the first time since 2011. And they'll try and win the final two games in the season for the first time since 2005. That's all well and good, but on Sunday in Indy, the story's the quarterback. Blake Bortles was awful in Houston with only 91 passing yards. And when his team needed him the most, late in the game, he didn't deliver. A week later, he was brilliant against the Titans from the opening drive through his touchdown reception in the fourth quarter. So what difference did a week make?
I mean, it's one of those things. He was comfortable. I mean, I think that he really went back there, and I think that he just had that mentality of I'm going to attack, and that's what you're always trying to get. And even when you get down, whenever you're going against a team, you want him to always have that, and you're always pushing for that. And for me, as a coach, you always feel like that because you know what's going to happen. You know where you want him to go, but it doesn't matter how I feel. It's how you can get him comfortable.
The Jaguars need him to finish strong. They're looking for a coach, and the good ones, the great ones, are much easier to attract with a promising quarterback. So what was the difference from Houston to Tennessee? Which quarterback will we see against the Colts?
You know, I don't know. I think I talked about it a little bit last week, but our main goal was to be efficient. You know, how do we find completions as much as possible? Let's do that. And that was kind of the focus going into the game. And then when it was, you know, on first and second down, when we call a shot and it's there, let's take it.
It's also important for the development of guys like Allen Robinson and Marquise Lee, who each made game-defining plays against the Titans and looked like the promising young stars they're supposed to be. Time now for Sexton Says, where I tell you what has to happen for the Jaguars to get that elusive season finale victory that has eluded them since 2011. And it's all brought to you by Dreamfinders Homes, the official home builder of the Jaguars. The Jaguars want to physically dominate the Colts' defensive front on Sunday. Indy's 2-3 in their last five games, and in those three losses, they allowed the Raiders, Texans, and Steelers to run for an average of 181 yards. In both wins, the Colts jumped out to a big lead early, and the Vikings and Jets each abandoned the run. So if you want to be able to wear down a defensive front that's built to stop the run on the way to the quarterback, and not by taking on blocks and stuffing holes, you have to stick with the run. If you want to stick with the run, you have to finish drives in the end zone as they did against the Titans. Running the ball effectively controls the tempo, wears out the Colts, and lets Blake Bortles keep the Indy defense guessing. On Sunday in Indy, they need to run to win. Well, that'll do it for this edition of Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. On Sunday, our final Jaguars.com Live, presented by Everbank, comes to you from Lucas Oil Field beginning at 12:15 Eastern Time. And of course, stay with us here at Jaguars.com for the best coverage of the Jaguars and Colts. Talk to you on Sunday.